And welcome to Trojan Preview. Asa Lucas here with Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here. And let's start off with what do you feel like worked and what didn't work last week?
Not a lot worked. You know, we saw later in the game, kids had some fight. Kids had some not quitting them, that they gave good effort. That, you know, we were kind of outmatched up front. Some things that didn't work was the run game. You know, they did a great job of stuff in the run game. When we become one-dimensional and we're only going to pass, it makes it a little predictable and tougher for us to move the ball. So they did a really good job of taking away the run game, kind of be more physical up front, and those are some things that we need to work on and address going forward this week.
What did you tell your players after the game?
That they had this weekend to think about it, and then we flush it. It's one of those things that you can't dwell on it. It doesn't need to carry into next week. It doesn't need to be talked about. It's just one of those things that you put in the rearview mirror. We talked about it this weekend with film, with how we can get better, what we need to improve on. And then after that, it's move on and you got to get better.
All righty. Well, let's look ahead towards this Friday and let's look at Greene County. What have you seen on film-wise so far?
You know, they're good. They do a really good job of spreading the ball. They have a lot of different offensive formations to try to keep, you know, the defense on their toes, defense guessing that. They mix and match there, kind of based on their formation with trying to get their guys the ball. You know, they have do a really good job of trying to set up number zero, Jack Hansen. He's a really good wide receiver for him. He's got one rush on the year, but they really try to get him the ball out in space. He leads their team with 14 catches compared to the next highest is six. So he's got 14 for 228 yards. That it's definitely a guy they want to go to, definitely a guy that they want to get into space, and that's someone that we got to be aware of and make sure that we know where he's at all times.
Atlantic has scrimmaged against Carroll. They've played Carroll in a game. Does that give you any sort of reassurance or any sort of idea what you're going up against since you both have faced Carroll?
You know, it kind of gives us some film to know, hey, this kid's really good on Carroll. Hey, this kid's, you know, one that they picked on for giving us an idea of ability levels that, you know, they struggled with, kind of the same things we struggled with Carroll, is they're a really good D-line up front. That Carroll, you know, will bully ball you and do a really good job of being physical downhill on both the O and defensive line. It kind of gave both of us fits. So, you know, that's kind of a sign there that we got to be more physical. We got to be aggressive. We got to make sure that O and D-line wise that we're playing a good game.
You know, historically, they're a program that's had a record of 41-12 since 2018. When you're playing against teams who have a history of success, does that change any sort of preparation or approach?
No, you know, we respect every opponent. You know, wins, losses, you know, doesn't matter how you've done in the past or where you're going in the future. It matters that who's the best at 7:30 on Friday night. That's that kind of mentality that if it's Greene County, if it's, you know, Clark, if it's Glenwood, we got to bring our best effort, because if you don't, you don't win the game. But in all respect to them, they've done a phenomenal job bringing that culture and climate to Jefferson. That Greene County's done a phenomenal job in the past of winning a lot of football games, and, you know, that they do a good job of believing in themselves, and it really shows.
What have you been wanting to work on in practice this week?
You know, our tackling needs to improve. We had a lot of missed tackles that we need to get back to the basics, you know, really drive home and emphasize what we try to preach to the kids with our, you know, fundamentals, our heads-up tackling, our rugby style, that we can't be diving at ankles, that we got to make sure we're getting pec to thigh, cheek to cheek, wrap up, and definitely make sure that we're doing a better job of making that contact instead of just diving at ankles and hoping good things happen.
What's a drill as a coach that you implement in practice that just helps improve tackling?
We have some USA football stuff that we use that we work on. Our form fit up that we do. We do it a lot on our O and D, or our defensive linemen, that we do our drill where it's working on breakdown, form fit up, squeeze, and then roll. So it breaks and segments down each thing that we want them to accomplish and should do. And then our DBs, our corners work on a similar drill, except for it's in the open space. That it's closing that gap, fitting up, squeeze, and then roll. That we need to emphasize and that we need to do a lot better job of with the kids is emphasizing the squeeze and the fit up part of actually making the contact before I go to the ground instead of just diving at ankles.
Alrighty, my next statement and question is not one we normally talk about in high school football, but the Rams do have a strong special teams unit. Their kicker, Nathan Benny, kicked a 44-yarder and a 42-yarder. Can you practice against that, a really strong field goal kicker in high school?
Yeah, you know, it's just something that we need to point out to the kids. Talk about some rules to make sure that we're all aware of, you know, if he happens to kick it short, if it goes in the end zone at any point, it's a touchback. So we're not worried about trying to get a return if the ball goes in the end zone, or if our return guys are standing in the end zone, it defeats the purpose. It's kind of just some of those refresher rules that we need to go over, you know, to talk about and to make sure that the kids know, hey, if this happens, like, what's the situation, what's the rule? And then it's kind of treat it as like a PAT. We're going for the block, or if we're playing safe, or we're watching fake. It's just something that you have to plan and make sure that, you know, you account for on your special teams part, because it's still a third of the game. You know, it's an important part that we go through our special teams every day. It's something that we try to do better at this year, and I thought has been greatly improved from a year ago.
Outside of special teams, what else have you seen improve from your team early on in the season?
You know, the communication. The guys are talking more. Defensively, we're at least communicating, hey, what kind of coverage you're in, hey, it's two back, it's one back, it's empty, that our communication's a lot better. The kids are on the same page. Now we just need to make sure it's the right page, so that way we can be in the right spot to make the right play.
And lastly, what's the strategy with a dual threat quarterback that the Rams have in Gabe Ebersole?
Yeah, dual threat is a good statement there. No, the kid's a very good athlete that we need eyes on him at all time. It's one of those things that if we have to devote a linebacker to it, that he can't hurt us with his legs. You know, he does a phenomenal job of running the ball, spreading out to his wide receivers, that, you know, that's definitely the engine that makes the car go in Greene County, that they do a great job with him, that it's definitely, if we have to spy him with DNs, we can't just rush upfield blindly and just not have our gap responsibilities, that he's most dangerous when he scrambles. Kind of those ad-lib plays that he makes with his legs, that once he breaks contain, he's more dangerous. So, you know, it's really talking with our D-line of making sure we're in the right run fits, and then in our right pass pro fits, and then making sure that he can't break contain, he can't get out of the pocket, that we really have to emphasize our scramble drills and making sure that our D-line knows that this guy's an athlete back there.
And once again, that's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer joining us here on the Trojan Preview and giving us a bit of a pregame interview on KJAN Sports. I'm Asa Lucas. We got ourselves a great game coming up.